An executive order from the governor will create a college and workforce readiness council. Walker says the panel will look for ways to help employers, colleges, and universities team up to train students for high-demand fields.
Long-term, how do we make sure that at all levels we're providing the skills that are needed for the jobs that are open? One of the big frustrations we heard from many small businesses in our listening sessions was they have jobs, they just don't have enough potential employees with the skill sets to meet those jobs.
Walker says the council will also look for ways to create partnerships between high schools and tech schools.
They have more dual enrollment, to have programs in the schools, count for credit for those students who go to our technical school systems.
The jobs plan also calls for adding 14 new workforce development employees to help people find jobs, doubling the number of job fairs, and allowing people to collect unemployment benefits while training for a new job.
The idea being is that there's a transition period where if they don't have the skill sets, they can get them, and their benefits don't immediately go off. It gives the opportunity for both the potential worker and the employer to make that connection, get them the skills, and then get them onto a private paycheck.
Walker made the announcement this morning during a stop in Pulaski. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.